We're on Tzadikei Omer Aleph, the Mishnah. Mishahoyin Nosri Beis Nosh. A guy was married to two women. Umachar Esodehu. And they were married at different times. So their ksuba, one is before, one's after the other one. And then he sold his field. The kosher ishoner lokeach dinu dvorim en li imcha. And this, the first one wrote to the lokeach, I'm not going to collect my ksuba from this field. Okay. So now, and then the guy dies, and he doesn't have money for the ksuba. So hashniya motzia mehalokeach. So the second one can take the milk. She didn't say that she's not going to, and this field is meshubit to her. The first one was mesalik herself. So the second one can collect from the lokeach. And then, v'rishonim in hashniya. And then, the first one can collect from the second one. Because the field was meshubit to her before the other one. She just said that she's not collecting from the lokeach. But she didn't say she's not going to collect something meshubit from the other wife. So she collects now from the second wife. Now the lokeach can take it back away from the first one because she said that she's not going to collect that field from him. So he gets the field back. And the chozer chalila, and it goes back, right, back and forth, until they make a pshara, and they come to some kind of agreement of how everybody's going to be happy. That's the chen balchov, the chen isha balaschov. The same thing applies to balchov. And a woman who's a balas chov, and the Gemara is going to discuss what that case is. Okay, Rashi umachre sodeu hamishubed the ksubos. He sold the field that was mishubed to both of these ksubos. Harishona shenasa tchila, hashniya motzia kishiyomus bailu. When the husband will die, the second one could take it away from the first one because that field was mishubed to her ksuba, and the first one really gets kadima. She gets first, but she said that she's not going to collect from this field. The chain balchov, the chain isha balaschov, the first Gemara. Okay. The chain, the chikosvale mahavi. What difference does it make? She wrote that I'm not going to collect from this field. It doesn't have any effect. But Tanya haomer lechaveru dinu dvorim ainli al sodazu the ainli esikba the yadi mesulek. I say men al omer klup. You can't be masalik yourself from something that belongs to you or whatever. We said that most you can do is, according to some, by a dindurabon that was made for your sake, you can say, I don't want that dindurabon to be chal on me. Right? Or even a dindiraisa. But if it's already there, this field is meshubid, you can't give up the shibud just by saying that I'm a salik myself. Mor says, Hoch my skin and bishikon miyodo. Made a kinyan. Mor says, bishikon miyodo my have. Right? Even if they made a kinyan, so it's possible to divest yourself of the shibud. Right? Tema, there's another problem here. Tema nachas ruach hasisi labali. Right? Maybe she can claim, I only said that because my husband was alive and I wanted to make him feel good. Right? So he sold the field and I didn't want to contest it. I wanted to say it's okay. I'm not gonna bother with this field. But I didn't really mean it. I only said it to make my husband feel good. Milo tznam, we have a mission that says it, that the woman could tie to that. Lokach min ha'ish. The chazer lokach min ha'isha, a guy bought a field. The husband and wife are partners in nichse malog. The husband has the peiros and the wife has the field. So really, you can't buy from one without the other because you can't sell. Neither one can sell the other one's rights. So she bought the field from the man, and then he went and bought it from the woman after he bought it from the man. So he bought the peiros from the husband, and then the gufa the field from the woman. Mikro batel, mekach is batel. Why? Alma yechola he shetomer nachas ruach asisi bali. Because she could say that I never really meant to sell it. Just since my husband already sold this, right? I just wanted to make him feel good, but I never really meant to agree to the sale. Om Rav Zeira, Om Rav Chizel Okasha. Chod Rav Meir Har Yehuda. It's machlokas Rav Meir Rav Yehuda whether a woman can say nachas ruach asisi labali. The Tanya. Kosev l'rishon v'lo chosma, right? He wrote the field over to somebody, and she didn't sign on it. The guy came to her and said, "You also agreed to the sale," and she didn't agree. L'sheni v'chosma, and then he sold the field to a second person, and she did sign on it, ibda ksubasa. She lost her ksuba. No, she can't collect anymore from this field. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Amar Yecholi Yishitomer Nachasur Chasisi Lebaali. Right, Atem Malochem Olai. No, I never meant to sell the field. I just meant to make my husband feel good. Since he wanted to sell it, right, I didn't want to openly go against him, but I never meant to sell the field. Right. Rebbe Sosim Lahochik Rav Meir, Vesosim Lahosim Rav Yehuda. Here, Rebbe said like Rav Meir, that she can't say Nachas Ruach Hasisi Lebaali, and therefore where they made a kinyan, she loses her rights on that field. And there, in the other Mishnah, he said like Rabbi Yehuda, that she can say that. Amra Papa, the Grusha of a Divrei HaKol. No, could be talking over here where she's a Grusha, so she's no Nachas Ruach Hasisi Lebaali. Right? She gave up the rights on the field after she was divorced. So there's no such thing as Nachas Ruach Hasisi Lebaali, it's not her Baal anymore. Rav Ashi Omer Kula Rav Meir, both of them are Rav Meir. Va'ad kan lo kamer Rav Meir hosam ele b'shnei lekuchos. When did Rav Meir say that she can't say Nachas Ruach Hasisi Lebaali? When she didn't sign on the first one, so you see she's not interested in making that, but she did sign the second one, then we say she meant it. But if there weren't two, there was just one, then she could claim, I just did it to make my husband feel good. The Amri law i'isu Nachas Ruach avaretu lekamoi boyach lemevad. Right? If there were two, and you didn't sign on the first one, if you wanted to make your husband feel good, you should have signed on the first one too. By one sale, where she didn't show that she's not interested in making her husband feel good with one of them, so we don't say it by the second one, it was only one sale, then we could say, even according to her mayor, that she could tie, I wanted to make my husband feel good. And the Mishnah is talking where he wrote to another one and she didn't sign on it, and now she did sign. Then she can say, I didn't want to make Nachas Ruach, but the first one I didn't sign on. Okay, Rashi. V'shekana miyada, v'amrina ba'kosiv le'ishto, v'hecha dekana miyada, migufa shokarka kana miyada, where they made a kinyan, she divests herself from this field completely. Mikcho batol, mashma legamre, v'afilu b'chayabal. Right, even when the husband's alive, the nekach is bottled. Why? Because she didn't sign on it. She didn't agree. Right, it's talking about the three sados that he's miyachid for her ksuba. O yichtol al ksubasa, o kof la besocha ksuba, o shechnisa la shum mishalah. Three kinds of fields that become a shubid, this field specifically to the ksuba. Either he was miyachid her, right? Or he wrote in the ksuva and mentioned this field, or she brought the field into the marriage. Right, those three fields are meshubah to her, and if she made a kinyan with the person who bought it and said, "I have nothing to do with it," she divests herself of the shibud. Kosev l'rishon shtar mecher al soda achas. Right, the guy sold the field to Ruvein. V'lo chos malo. And he came, and then Reuven came to her and said, "Sign on it, so I can own the field." And she wouldn't receive the fees. Lo hodis boso mecher. She didn't agree to it. The cost of shtar acher lokeh sheni al soda acheres the chosmalo. In a different field, he wrote to a second person, and she did sign. Then she can't sign that what's it called nachas ruach. Because if you do made nachas ruach, why don't you do it the first guy? Ibduk subasa im ein shom b'nei chorin. If there's no B'nei Chorin to collect from. She can only collect from a shul, but she can't collect from this field. Because the first guy says, I left you a place to collect from. Yechola he shetomar min hasheni tikve. The Rebbe, the sasminu l'mishnayis hocha b'ksuba al-sosam l'nkrab meir, m'seches gitn sasam l'michu batl krab Yehuda. And Rebbe, when he wrote the mishnayis, so in, over here, he was so sim like Rav Meir that she can't say Nachas Ruach, and over there he so sim like Rav Yehuda that she can't say it. Omer Papa Masnisin Kshoyse Grusha V'Yakra Kosta Lo Lokeach Kan. Okay, then what's it called that the Mishnah is talking where she was a Grusha, so there is no Nachas Ruach Hasisi LeBaal. He's not a Baal anymore. Ravashi Omer Afilu B'Yoshevis Tachli. She's not a Grusha. V'Tarvayu Stamik Rav Meir. Both of them go like Rav Meir, except Rav Meir differentiates. In the case where there was another field that she wouldn't sign on, then she can't sign anymore that the second one I signed on to make Nachas Ruach. Why didn't you sign the first one? But where there wasn't another field, then Rav Meir holds Shkataina that I made Nachas Ruach. Where there was another one, then she can't she can't tie. I want to make my husband feel good because she didn't want to make her husband feel good in the first one. In that case, Rameir holds that she can't tie a what's it called, Nachas Ruach. Okay, let's go on. Tanan Hossam. Ein Yifroim min Hossam Mishubadim, but Makum Sheesh Nachasim Nechorim. You can never collect from a field that was sold, that is mishubed, if the original person has land that he still has. You have to collect from the bnei chorin, not from the mishubadim, first. Vafilo hen ziburis, even if what's left is ziburis, and normally a bal chov gets what's it called, beinonis, and the field that was sold is beinonis, and what's left is ziburis. He gets ziburis, the amount of land that's the that's equal to the debt. But he can't say, well, you sold the beinonis and that's what's meshubah to me. No, as long as there's free money from the original person, you can't collect from the lokeach. Iboyelahu. Ishtaduf b'nei chori mahu. What happens if the b'nei chorin are no longer, something happened to them, the land got ruined, got flooded or whatever. What? Got flooded, yeah, so it's not fit anymore for planting or something. So is that considered like there's still b'nei chorin, and it's no, it's worse than ziburis, but that's the halacha. You always have to collect the land just to get more land, so you get more flooded land or whatever. Mahul de litro mishabdi. Now can we say it's as if there's no b'nei chorin, and you can collect from the mishubadim, or no? The ma'aser there is b'nei chorin, and even though it's inferior, that's called that there's still b'nei chorin. That's the shayla. Toshma, cost of l'rishon v'lo chosmalo. Right, he wrote a field over to somebody, and she didn't sign. L'sheini v'chosmalo, and then she signed on the second one. Ibda ksubasa div Rameir. Rameir hol she lost her ksuba. Okay, so v'isol gadai tachishtadav b'nei chori torek mishabdi. Right, l'chori if you hold that if the land became makulkal, that's considered like there's no b'nei chorin. So over here, where she's makalkal her schus, it's like there's no more b'nei chorin. Noi de ibdak subasa misheni mirishon miyot tigvi. She lost it from the legabi, the what's it called, the second one, but for she should be able to collect it from the first one, because she can claim that what's it called, there's no more b'nei chorin over here, so I can collect now from the mishubadim. So she should be able to collect it back from the first one. See Rashi. Ishtadav b'nei chori. La'achar shalochu ha'lekuchos. After the lekuchos bought the other fields, the b'nei chori now became ruined. Ishtadav niskalkulu. Mirishon mirtigvi. Shari niskalkul zechusa b'mokam shiniach lo ligvos v'havileke ishtadav. She, what's it called, ruined her schus. It's like the field got ruined. I ruined my schus l'gabi l'lokeach. But Lamaisa, now I should be able to collect, therefore, from Mishubadim, from the first one. Because that field was still Mishubad to me. So even though I gave up my schus, Legabe the Lokeach, right, now there's no field anymore that's B'nei Chorin. So I should be able to collect, and you know, it still exists, but I can collect now from that, because as if there's no B'nei Chorin. She just lost the ksuba from the second one, but not from the first one. She collected from the first one. Enchanami, no raya. Omer Rav, shtei tshuvos medover. It's two questions on that answer. Chada the ibda legamri mashma. She lost her schus completely. She can't even collect anymore from the first one. So it's as if there's still b'nei chorin, and she can't collect. The woman can't say, "I left a place for you to what's it called to collect." The old Tanya. Lava min ha'echad, umachar nechasa l'shnayim, loaned money from somebody, and then he sold the field to two different people. The kosa balchov lokeach sheni dinu dvorim ein liimcha, and the balchov wrote to the second one. Normally, you'd have to collect from the one that was sold second, because no, the one was sold first, because the one who was sold second can say, "I left you a place to collect from." So normally, you collect from the later lokeach, because he didn't leave any field to collect from. Okay, so but he wrote to the second one, "I'm not going to collect from this field." So now Shilas, can he collect from the first one? The first one can say, "I left you another field, B'nei Chorin, to collect from. When I bought this field, there was still a field by the Balchov. You bought this second, so the Shibud is now on you, not on me." But since he divested himself of the rights to the second one, comes out that the first one didn't leave anything, according to this. So now, the halacha is, he can't go back and collect from the first one, because the first one can say, when I bought this field, there was a field that was still B'nei Chorin to collect from. The fact that I gave up my reshus is like niskalkel, just like my schus was niskalkel, is like where the field was niskalkel. And you see what's it called, that's still called B'nei Chorin. So you see that if the field got ruined, still it's considered B'nei Chorin, you can't collect from the Shubadim. So one says no. Hosim iu da'afsir anafshi biyodai. Over there, the guy himself, ruined it for himself. Therefore, it's not the same thing as Ishtadith. Where Ishtadith, it became the Skalkal by itself, so then it's like there's no B'nei Chorin. But if I divested myself of my Zechuyos, what are you making trouble? You yourself ruined it for yourself. You can't then taina that, well, the field's ruined. You ruined it. So that then you can't collect it.